Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The perfect move for the Tigers. Free agency's here, off-season's underway, waiting for the big dominoes to fall. Jeff Passan with the perfect moves for every MLB team, including the Tigers. John, the perfect move, according to Passan, is not Bregman. The perfect move for the Tigers is Bo Bichette. He says, as good a Detroit's farm system is, infielder Kevin McGonigal is going to be a star and could debut in 2026 with center fielder Max Clark and slugger Jose Briseño not far behind. Adding a long-term middle-of-the-order bat is never a bad idea, and there happens to be one who can spend a year or two at shortstop and then pivot to second base long-term. Sign free agent infielder Bo Bichette. John, is that the perfect move for the Tigers?
I don't know that it's the perfect move, but it needs to be one of the two. That's the perfect move, is adding a reliable bat, a right-handed bat, on that side of the infield. Because Bo Bichette is a little bit younger. He's got decent power. You can expect right around 20 home runs from him, but better batting average than Bregman. Mm-hmm. Bregman's more experienced, and more experienced with AJ. AJ knows him, obviously, from their time together in Houston.
You made a great observation. This gives them insurance on not putting all their eggs in the Bregman basket.
Yeah, because now you can force Bregman to make a decision. Hey, you're our number one choice.
And I'm
making this up, right? They could say, hey, you're number one choice. You know you were our number one choice last year. We lost out at the deadline, but we don't want to get to that point. So it's either in or out. Make a decision, because if it's out, we're going to go get Bichette.
ESPN contract projections. Bregman, 5 years, $160 million. Bichette, 5 years, $130 million. Bichette's younger. They're both 3.5 WAR players last year. Mm-hmm. Both guys have an OPS about 350, 360. Bichette does it a little more with the batting average. Bregman draws a few more walks. The results are the same. They're good contact pro bats, righties in the infield, 1A, 1B. If Bichette's a little cheaper, a little younger, sure. I'm not. It doesn't have to be Bregman or bust. Bichette makes a lot of sense here, because you could put McGonigal at third base or second base, Colt Keith at the other one. They have some flexibility on the infield. Bichette, big time homer in the playoffs in game 7, gutting it out through an injury. John, Bichette makes a lot of sense for the Tigers.
He does, and it really depends on, and maybe it'll come down to what they want to do with McGonigal. Do they want McGonigal to be their shortstop of the future? I'm not going to look at the defensive stats and try and break all those downs. I'll leave that to
the scouting reports.
Yeah.
Leave it to
Pekka-Poodle, okay.
Yeah.
It's got good hands, okay.
But if you bring Bregman in, it solves the long-term question of, what are we doing at third base? Can we just get somebody to play that position that's constant and has a reliable bat? If Bichette comes in, do you get a few years out of him at shortstop before you start moving him around? And then McGonigal goes to second? Still doesn't answer the question about third. Maybe their thought is McGonigal is going to be their third baseman and put Cole Keith over at second.
Sure.
And Javi's still part of this. I mean, he's still got 2 years left on his deal.
I know.
I like getting Bregman because it solidifies third base. It's done and over with. McGonigal will either play second or short. Javi will play the other or maybe go to center field if Parker Meadows isn't part of this anymore.
Super utility.
I just like Bregman as a player better, too. I know this. You can't. The stats are the stats. They're pretty similar.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, they're nearly identical.
Question I want to throw out there, and I don't know that we'll get any response to it. I don't know that we're going to have time for it, but you brought up the fact that there's 2 years left on Javi's deal. Javi was really good at the beginning of the year. We got all excited about his bat. We got all excited about him playing center field, and he was known as Javier Baez. And then the second half of the season, when the Tigers fell apart, he was nowhere to be found. Then in the postseason, he was their most clutch bat. What do people feel about Javi Baez right now?
He should not impact their free agent decisions.
No. I'm just asking. Javi Baez in a vacuum. Like before going into the season, no one wanted him around. Nope. Was just, hey, pay him off. Has that feeling changed?
Look, every team has guys at the bottom of their lineup that perform like him, right? It's maybe they're a little more consistent 225 hitter or something like that.
They're not being paid as much.
Right. And they're roller coaster. But look, they're not buying him out. He's not going away. Nobody's trading for him unless you do some silly trade where he's a throw-in to get less compensation.
But did he do enough to change the sentiment here in Detroit about him being worthless and just want to get rid of him versus being Javier for a large part of the season and then in the postseason – again, he was the most reliable bat.
I'm at peace with it. Maybe I'm at acceptance phase. I know he's going to be here. There was a little bit of life last season. I'm at peace with it.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to, you know, feel great about him making what he makes and being a fixture, but I'm at peace with it. And again, because he can play multiple positions, he doesn't prohibit you from adding Bichette, or you can still chase Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
But those are the two. And then there's a clear drop-off to me.
Sure.
And I love that you can play one against each other. Hey, Bregman, you're our guy. You're stable. We wanted you. Here's your offer. You want to dance with Philly or Boston or New York? We're going to offer the bag to Bichette and see you later.
I don't think Javi's blocking anybody.
That's the key.
Yeah. And I think there's a world, AJ's has showed it when he's not playing well, that he doesn't play.
Right.
So he can be a utility guy. You just got to throw the money is what it is.
Yeah,
they're past the worst of this now. I don't think it's holding them back from doing something. It shouldn't.
We still get texts like this, and I know we got to move on. Screw Bregman. He didn't want to come here the first time. I don't want him here. Get me Bo.
I don't have that feeling at all. He made a business decision. He chose someone else. So be it. It's a new year. And if this is the year for him to be in Detroit and for the next few years, add him to the roster.
How about the fun question? Why not both? 5 years, 160. 5 years, 130. Solidify the left side of your infield with two proven right-handed bats.
Well, if you're going to go all in
with
Skubal, that might be the move to make.
Yeah, why pick? Sure.
Yeah, if we're playing
MLB The Show, I'd offer them both.
Oh, right, yeah. and that's kicking the can down the road of what you're going to do with... You're going into this season having paid those two and not paying Tarek Skubal until free agency.
Correct. And you also could put Keith at second and take the pressure off McGonigal, because I don't think it's fair to say that's the big move. It's a guy who's never played in the bigs. He may be part of the team, but rather than, hey, we're only adding one infield bat and we're going to count on McGonigal. Yeah.
Anyway. We'll see. Could be interesting.
Passan's perfect move. Add Bo Bichette.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.